It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Tuesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. It's time for the Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you this afternoon by Matlock Tire. Here once again, it's Marcus Young.
Thank you, Russell.
You're welcome.
At number one, John Robinson has been fired from the Titans' general manager position after 6-plus seasons with the franchise. They announced today that he has been relieved of his duties. Vice President of Player Personnel Ryan Cowden will run the front office for the rest of the season.
Good luck, Ryan Cowden, a man I did not know existed until about 3 hours ago.
It's also kind of crazy that Robinson actually had signed an extension back in February. Apparently, the ownership, according to Palm...
Fulmer and Pruitt signed extensions and raises the year they were fired. Things go south quickly in the world of American tackle football.
That did cross my mind when I read that. The parallels.
Nothing in this life is guaranteed.
According to Tom Pelissero, his understanding is the Titans brass wasn't happy with the direction of the roster assembled by Robinson. Decided to make a change despite leading the AFC South. He was under contract in the 2027 draft and walks away with another 4 years of pay.
He gets his 4 years of pay?
I guess so.
4 years? What was it? He's making at least $1 million, right?
At least, yeah. He's fine. He's fine. People are worried. He's fine.
Who's worried about him? I hope he's fine. Like, he was. Let's pour one out for J Rob. I mean, he came in to a like we were 2-14 or whatever. I mean, it was awful. Yeah. Absolutely, the program you talk about cratered. It was awful, and he has turned that situation into a perennial playoff team.
Give him credit where credit's due.
Absolutely.
Since 2016, we've only missed the playoffs twice. Had a winning season each season. So,
yeah, time to go to the next level, though.
At number two, some Vols football news. First part is Jeremy Banks has accepted his invite to the 2023 East-West Shrine Bowl.
Jeremy Banks did?
Yes. And then the other news, Roberto actually mentioned it. I saw it as well, is that Jalen Hyatt inked an NIL deal with Hyatt Hotels and Resorts. As part of the agreement, he is gifting his teammates a generous hotel credit for the Orange Bowl. I think I also saw Hyatt's father retweet or quote tweet it. I couldn't find it before the top five, but mentioning just having an opportunity to have rooms available for family and friends and things like that for this bowl game. Which, Russell?
You think you're reading into he's coming back next year?
I don't know if he's coming back next year, but I mean, if you had put together an NIL deal.
It would be great. He would be a great ambassador for Hyatt.
Oh, yeah.
Nationally.
But I think he's at least playing the bowl game, which makes me feel more confident he could come back.
He ain't coming back.
If he wasn't going to come back, take the bowl game off. Why even play in it? Why risk an injury? We saw what happened to Matt Corral.
Because he's 30 yards away from being the all-time Tennessee. Is it single season?
How bad are you going to feel, Bear, if he gets hurt chasing that record?
And I get another I told
horrible.
You so.
Do what?
I get another I told you so.
For what?
I think if he's
Yes, Marcus, we're going to give you an I told you so for Jalen Hyatt's
All I'm
terrible
saying is,
hypothetical injury. You're going to hang on the rim for that one? Ha ha! I told you so! I told you might get hurt! Ha ha ha!
He's not coming back for one game for a record. Put this out in the poll. Would you rather have a record in the college or a first-round draft pick? Because if he gets injured, he's no longer a first-rounder.
You've completely bamboozled me. All I'm saying is that he's a first-round draft pick. You're the one trying to tell me he's coming back.
Well, we don't know that he's a first-round draft pick.
I'm saying he's coming back for the bowl.
You guys are making a lot of assumptions here.
I haven't made any other than I think he's a first-round, because that's what he's been graded out as.
By
everything you read, by all these people.
Everything?
I haven't seen him anywhere in the past 6 weeks where
I don't follow it closely, so all I know is the one place I saw him rated as a potential first rounder last week. But it's not an either or thing, Marcus. It's not, you know, come back, definitely get injured, go to the draft, definitely get first round. There's a sliding scale in there. And listen, man, like, this is – I get on this soapbox every year, but, like, just these talking heads that tell these kids what to do. Play, don't play. Like, how about we let the kids, the player, do what he wants to do based on the best information available to him at the time. I'm sure he's got an agent, football people, you know, advising him on, hey, this is what we're hearing, feedback back from the league, from the scouts that we interact with every single day. And then you make your decision based on that, not a, oh, you shouldn't risk your health. You shouldn't, oh, you got to play, you're not this. Like, it cracks me up, the adamant opinions people have this time of year about who should play in bowl games.
I want to finish the top five, but I have a quick hypothetical later for you if I can. Number three, Baker Mayfield has been claimed off the waivers by the Los Angeles Rams. They announced that today.
That should fix everything.
Well, we'll see what happens. They are not doing too well. I believe they're 3-9 on Saturday.
Felt like Carolina was his last chance to be a significant starting quarterback in the National Football League. No?
Probably. He'll get a backup role somewhere, and maybe he'll pull a Tannehill and get another chance to start somewhere after being a backup.
I don't know, man. Like, Tannehill was surprising, but he's a pro. He's a guy that takes it seriously. He's a football player. No social media dumbassery. No, like, showboating on the field. It's what you want from a quarterback. Your quarterback's got to be serious. You can have a goofball wide receiver. You can have a goofball running back. You might even be able to, we've got a goofball left tackle. Like, you can do that. Quarterback's got to be a grown-up.
It's going to be interesting to see. Matthew Stafford, obviously, is on injured reserve due to spinal cord contusion. He's been sidelined since his injury during the Week 11 loss to the Saints, where he left the game for a potential concussion. McVay later said that Stafford felt some numbness in his legs after taking that hit in the game. So we will see his health, what happens there, but they clearly needed a quarterback situation to help.
Kind of getting to the point with Stafford where you're – I mean, maybe it's time, buddy. I don't want to see Stafford end up completely crippled.
If you're having numbness, nerve issues or whatever, I might shut it down for the year and see if you can get back healthy. But Stafford, 34, is sneaky old.
He's taken just some incredible punishment over the years.
At number four, according to On3, UNLV is expected to hire Arkansas DC Barry Odom as their next head coach.
Barry Odom.
Back as a head coach
in the
now.
Big time, the big city, UNLV.
Another quick note for coaching changes. Kent State's head coach, Sean Lewis, looks to be heading to Colorado to join Dion as his OC.
Saw that. He's very well thought of.
That guy likes going fast Heupel does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he had Georgia scrambling for the first half of that game. He was going up and down the field on those guys until it fell in on him. But at Kent State, with that kind of talent, like, that I think was an eye-opener.
I am each day getting more and more excited about what Colorado might do. And finally, at number five, Randy Moss on the Manning cast, says that Peyton Manning is to blame for the two not playing at Tennessee.
See, Peyton was a freshman in 94. Was Randy Moss in that class?
No, he was Moss was in the year after.
I believe so.
95.
Moss had joined the Peyton and Eli Manning cast for Monday's night game between the Saints and the Buccaneers. During his appearance, Moss stated that he could have played with Manning at Tennessee, but Manning was the reason it never came to fruition. They were talking about how Manning was supposed to be there to kind of recruit him and be there at the campus visit, and he was in West Virginia, and they said, Manning's on his way, he's going to be with you. And Moss kind of jokingly said it, he wasn't punctual. That was the reason I didn't become a volunteer. Peyton was late.
Can you imagine Peyton throwing to Moss?
Do you know what he said about it too? Manning quickly responded laughing about it, saying that his then girlfriend and now wife was who he was visiting in West Virginia. So
damn it, Peyton. It'd be time for females all over. We're talking about a generational talent.
Now, in Peyton's defense, Peyton did point out, and Moss didn't dispute it, that you know everybody knew Randy was wanted to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah, he
bad.
Did mention that too.
But he also had severe legal issues.
At that moment in time, the fight hadn't happened yet.
He had committed to Notre Dame, and then when the whatever happened, they dropped him, didn't they?
Yeah, and that's how he ended up at Florida State. Have you watched, is it DuPont University? Is that the name of the documentary? It's all about him and
– Oh, yeah, I did watch that.
Yeah, DuPont U or something like that.
It was
really good. It's amazing that two, like, I mean, Randy Moss and then White Chocolate, Jason –
Oh, yeah, Jason Williams, into the same – West Virginia high school back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, you have to feel sorry for that principal, right? Dealing with those two knuckleheads.
I will say, too, Peyton said he left Charlottesville at 3 a.m. to try to get there in time.
Randy was basically saying, maybe, Peyton, if you want to play with me, you shouldn't have gone to see your girlfriend.
It's undefeated.
More important. Not even Randy Moss can stand up to it.
Or Peyton.
Yeah, the lure, yeah, but Peyton chose...
That's what I'm saying.
Peyton, over Randy.
Yeah. Not
pretty even strong stuff if you're a quarterback wanting to go to the NFL.
All right, that is the Top 5 at 5, brought to you this afternoon by Matlock Tire. Locations all throughout East Tennessee to serve you. It's where I've been taking my cars to get worked on for years because it's hard to find car people that you can trust. You find one, you cling to it, don't you? Mm-hmm. That's the way I've been with Matlock, been knowing Joe and his dad Jimmy and even Reagan. I did his high school football games when he was playing at CAK, and it's a family business for like 50, 60 years, something like that now, since 1953, whatever that is. Yeah, we'll go 60, over 60, getting near 70. They're the home of the price match guarantee. That means you can bring in any competitor's ad, and they'll match the exact same tire for the exact same price at Matlock Tire, going the extra mile for you. 865-546-8200. We'll go open lines the rest of the way here on the show. Let's get Scott in here next. Good afternoon, Scott.
Hey, guys. A couple quick notes. It was Rand University on 30 for
30. That's
Rand, West Virginia. Great, great show, just to see the life that Randy had to go through. And, yeah, that whole Charlottesville thing, it's Virginia. I was on campus when Peyton was, and there was one time his girlfriend, then wife, was visiting him, and they came into a little coffee shop where beatniks hang out. And I talked to my girlfriend, now my wife. I said, look, there's Peyton Manning. She goes, well, talk to him. I said, no, he came in there for one reason. No one recognized him. So I let Peyton have his moment back then. Just thinking back on the Jalin Hyatt thing, whether he comes or goes, do you guys know if they opt out, could they still go down and be part of the festivities, or do they just kind of stay home and train? We've never had that situation here in Tennessee. I don't know how the players and coaches react to that. Yeah. But Jalin did so
uncharted
much
waters, huh?
I mean, we did last year. Alante opted out of the bowl game.
Oh, that's right. That's
did
what
he travel?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. Because that's why I think if, just because he did the NIL, I mean, you just translate that into an endorsement in the NFL with Hyatt. I mean, they're not going to drop him if and when he goes pro. I mean, you got to think if he's still, you know, producing and would have a name up there worth capitalizing on. They're going to. So I don't know. Even if he opts out of the bowl game, just because he signed with the hotel and dad was saying we get rooms, maybe the family goes down and enjoys the festivities. But then he doesn't play. I mean, I can't fault the kid for that. If it, like say, his first round on the line. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I would imagine, this is just me guessing, that Heupel would be okay with them being there on the sideline if they wanted to.
That would be kind of odd, man.
It would be kind of odd, and usually, like, the point of opting out is – I want to go train somewhere.
You're training, getting ready for it, yeah. Getting ready for the league. That does make sense. But, yeah, either way, I'd love for him to stick around. Gosh, he carried us when Tillman went down, just stepped up in a super way. He's super fun to watch. Just and his story too, coming from, oh, he's too little, he's too small, he can't play for us. To, you know, all he produced, that was really cool. But no, yeah, good show, guys. Appreciate you guys having me on, and we'll catch you guys later.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Now, I have heard from two separate, like, former players, and they both kind of said the same thing, that they think that since we're in the Orange Bowl, that that's would make it less likely for somebody to opt out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot bigger stage. You show out and improve your – you can really help yourself out in a game like that.
I mean, we're the primetime game of that day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're it that night.
Friday
right?
night. Friday Night Live, man. All eyes on Tennessee, Clemson. Hope we don't fall on our faces. Is that too negative? I need to stop thinking like that, right?
It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity. That's the way you look at it.
You get another top.
We get to go shine before the entire country.
I was worried.
Or fall on our face. And
we'll have another five things. But also what I was thought you were going to do was optimistic, pessimistic, realistic on this game.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that later. By the way, speaking of former players, a ton of people are sending me this. So this is social media 2022, all right? I don't know what to do with this.
Okay.
@recruits_CFB. A Twitter account that describes itself as the number one football recruiting source on Twitter. Based out of Atlanta, it has 1,574 followers.
Do we know any of the followers?
No.
Okay.
It's everybody's sending me this thing. It's going viral of all nations. So you take with this however you want it. It's literally labeled rumor is the first word of the tweet. Rumor. Ohio State freshman running back Dallin Hayden could be considering transferring back home to Tennessee, where they may have a big NIL package awaiting him.
I wouldn't be opposed, to put it mildly.
No, of course we wouldn't, but I mean, this is an account with no followers.
Yeah.
That says rumor. Could be. May have. Like, to me, that it's not a nothing burger, but it's pretty damn close.
It's enough to get my my attention, though.
For sure, man. If he's buried on the depth chart up there.
I don't understand why he didn't play in that Michigan game. He had his coming out party, like, what, the week before? Out of necessity, but he carried it, like 20-plus times, had, like, three touchdowns or something. He had an insane game, like a – what you expect out of a – historically speaking, out of a, you know, big-time freshman running back that at Ohio State late in the season.
Now, here's my question. This is how with the transfer portal open and NIL, you have to – it's a whole new ball game in terms of roster management for these coaches, right?
Right.
Go out there, bring that guy in. Are you sure that everybody's going to stay? Like how Jabari Small, Jalen Wright – Sampson, how are they going to be okay with that? If not, do you care?
You can't care. Not now. Not anymore. I mean,
well, if one of them,
it's not about caring. You got to manage it.
If one of them leaves and Dallin comes in, and you think he's better, which I don't know, is he better? He's a 4-star recruit. Like if his last name wasn't Hayden, you all would not be sending this to me. We would not be having this conversation. But.
If he was just a 4-star running back at Ohio State that was.
Yeah, I mean, if he comes in and one guy leaves, okay, that you probably make that trade. If he comes in and two guys leave, now all of a sudden you got a depth situation. You got to go chase another running back. Like, it's just this weird sliding scale of possibilities that these coaches have to consider that they didn't used to have to consider. Like, I think they're pretty comfortable with Small, Wright, and Sampson going into next year, like just kind of rotating those guys. Maybe a guy misses a game here or there. You've got the other two. That's kind of fine. You're working in Khalifa Keith and whoever else you end up adding here. I think they're fine with that. But if Hayden's all that, and I don't know, man. He played in one game, looked good. Like, if you think that he can come in here and be the guy, then yeah, I think you do it. And if somebody leaves, oh well, you deal with it. But if you think he's pretty good, well, we've got three guys that are pretty good.
I think he's got a to me, and it has nothing to do with his last name. It's just watching him.
Has a lot to do with his last name. Come on now. Let's be honest. No, we're friends here.
Okay. I will admit part of it does have to do with his name, but I'm not going to let you sit over there and make it out like this is any rational argument I would give for wanting him. What you think is that I'm 98% it's because of his name.
I'm like 70%.
Nah. Nah. Then go ahead because, that's wrong.
The other thing about this tweet that bothers me is what's the point of tweeting a rumor?
You go on Twitter?
But here's the situation. Like, you can put out a tweet and say, you know, that there is speculation he could consider transferring, but it just feels weird putting out, hey, I got a rumor for you.
Yeah.
So it's the whole thing with the groomers. Like, you got upset with the John Gruden rumors.
Here's the thing. Listen, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I mean, because I guarantee you these are the conversations that Heupel's having, because they'll talk about anybody. But, okay, he had two good games. He had 146 yards rushing against Maryland. He had 102 yards rushing against Indiana. We've got backs already on the roster that can do that. Now, maybe he's got a higher upside. I don't know. Is he a step faster? If he a better pass block? Like, these are all the things that we don't know that they have to decide with Dallin Hayden. But I know this just from having his old man on the show a couple of times. I think Aaron would love to see Dallin back here in Knoxville. But that is ultimately remains to be seen.
I watched him in high school. I watched him, you know, saw that game the other night. He always reminded me of like a Charlie Garner kind of running back.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, if that's what he is, then yeah, you go get that dude. Stay with us. The Drive continues. 865-546-8200. Your number if you want to get on the show this afternoon. 546-8200. We're back with more right after this. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Trey is next. Good afternoon, Trey.
Afternoon, fellas. I got to apologize for my debacle yesterday.
Hey, I'm glad you could squeeze us into your busy schedule. You're a very important guy.
Guys, I hate to tell you this, but getting accosted by my middle school math teacher that was ecstatic that I wasn't in jail is probably not on my normal agenda.
You should have just put up a finger and told her, please wait.
I literally tried. The woman was legitimately mugging me. I've never been that aggressively greeted by anyone in public in my life. And, of course, it happens when I'm on the phone with you guys. So, anyway.
I don't know. We'll take this before the Council of Elders. Your defense has been Derek duly noted. A ruling will be issued at a later date.
Understood. I'll accept whatever the council decides. guys, isn't it such a beautiful thing that the transfer portal happens around Christmas time? Like, let me ask you this. What would you rather get, your actual Christmas list or your portal Christmas list?
Ooh.
You can pick one or the other.
Ooh. And my portal Christmas list could be anything, like five-star running back.
It's got to be realistic.
Okay, like guys that are actually
fairly realistic.
Okay,
you can't just go pick every five-star on the board and say we're gonna get. But like guys, we're actually get a shot with.
Wow, that is a great question. We have to put that poll in the field. Would you rather have your actual Christmas list or your portal Christmas list for your team?
Here's the question, though. Sometimes on your actual Christmas list, you put things on there
that are unrealistic.
But here's the other thing, Marcus. My portal list would ensure that what I really hope to get what I hope everybody has for Christmas is joy and happiness. And if we have a really good portal, crop. Be a lot of joy and a lot of happiness next football season. And by God, that's what I want to give. I'd love to, you know, for everybody to enjoy around here for another Christmas season next year. It's so much fun, the holidays, Russ. No one we're playing in the Orange Bowl.
I'm leaning heavily towards, because here's the thing, Marcus. Yes, sometimes you have unrealistic things on your Christmas list, but you're still a young man. For me, as the head of a household, I realize that all of the things on my Christmas list are ultimately going to be funded through my bank account. So I don't really have anything unrealistic on my Christmas list. So I'm leaning heavily towards the portal list, Trey.
Russ, I'm right there with you, buddy. I've still got the grandparents and parents, but Christmas, as you get older and older, it's the returns are greatly diminishing. So,
some new socks. Yeah. All right, just what I needed. Oh, cool. That's a really nice pair of pajamas. Yeah, I'll wear those tonight. Okay. And you will. The pajamas are nice. We all need new socks. But, there's only so often chance you get a chance to add a five-star wide receiver. You know what I'm saying, Trey? Brew McCoy was pretty nice. Absolutely. He balled out this year.
Absolutely. give me another brew. Hey, on another note, guys, do you think Clemson just saw once they found out they were matched up with us, they're like, you know what? It's a great break-in game for our five-star freshman quarterback.
They were in that dogfight with, they were playing for an ACC championship last week, and they weren't going to win it with Uiagalelei. So I think they made the switch there. I don't think that they're looking at it just like, oh, yeah, we get to play Tennessee now. I mean, that might be an added benefit for them, but I just think he's their better quarterback.
Yeah. No, fair enough for us. And let me ask you this. I know Nico can do the bowl practices, I'm guessing. It's a pretty dumb question. He can't play in the actual game.
No, I don't think he can. I think he can stand on the sideline. He can attend practice, but no, I don't think they're going to five practices and throw him out there in the damn Orange Bowl either. So,
yeah, well, I mean, it's you've got Milton, and then after that, you've got Navy Shuler.
Yes. I see what you're saying. No. Yeah, I mean, like it could you could need him. You might need Nico.
Maybe flip a different number on him. Look, David's feeling better.
Wow, Navy Shuler. He's a lot taller than I thought he was. Skinnier too, yeah. And he can throw it a country mile. How about that?
But guys, if you had to bet right now, where things stand with what we know, we walking away with that W.
I'm sorry. As things stand now in that game.
Yeah, for the Orange Bowl. Sorry, Russ. I'm still getting. I've got flu brain.
No, you're
I'm
good, man. Like it's I saw the line is up to 7 points now. Like it was at 4 and then it went down to 3 and now it's at 7. So I don't know what's going on. First of all, with this line movement, but at 7 points, it's hard for me to pick Tennessee outright.
Yeah, that's.
Anybody here think Tennessee's going to win this game?
I think we can.
It's all on Joe. Fair. It's all on Joe.
Russ, Marcus, you're saying it. Russ, you nailed it. I think it all is on Joe Milton's back.
I don't know if I could agree with that, boys. I think a lot of it's going to be on the defense.
That too, Bear, but we're not winning if Joe Milton throws 50%. I think we need at least 65.
I can see that you listened to Russell closely yesterday. I'm not going to say that Joe Milton doesn't need to have a good game, but how I can see this thing going, you know, worst case scenario is we get boat race because we can't cover anybody and that freshman kid of theirs can throw it deep.
But, that's why – like, I kind of expect that to happen. Now, it's like if what happened in South Carolina where we literally cannot stop them,
right?
Then it doesn't matter. But I'm anticipating we get a handful of stops. But I'm also anticipating they score at least 30 points.
Just comes in whether or not you think Joe could score 35.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's going to have to he's going to have to play better than he did at Vanderbilt to do that.
Yeah, but it'll also be in South Florida. Hopefully it won't be in a cold driving rainstorm like it was over there in Nashville. So, I don't know.
Very true. Hey, guys, I got out the door. I just want to say one last thing. Russ, I wish when I came over there to plead my my case with you about the season and the playoffs, the National RX, that I would have gotten a flu shot, because after having COVID 6 months ago, the flu is way worse. Folks, do yourself a favor. Get the National RX. Get you a flu shot. It ain't no joke. This is day number 7, and I'm still miserable.
Ugh. So, feel better soon, man.
Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
All right. Thanks, Trey. Love you too, bud.
I think I'm on day 6.
I had the I got the flu shot out there. It's been, knock on wood, a long time since I've had the flu. Had COVID twice. Would much rather have COVID than the flu. I mean, just saying.
This has not been fun. I've never had COVID that I know of.
You can get either vaccine at National RX. They've got them all for you out there. So thanks, Trey, for the plug. All right, so we'll put this poll in the field here real quick. What would you rather get? Your transfer portal player wish list or your actual Christmas present wish list?
I feel like if you say your Christmas present list, Russ, that's going to make you look greedy, selfish.
Well, I mean, what if your Christmas present wish list included a large, like you come from means and you're hoping somebody stroke you a big check so that you can donate it to Tennessee's NIL collective?
So, yeah, that's true.
There's two ways you could play that. Yeah, maybe. It's probably not going to happen. But, it's America. A lot of selfish people out there.
I mean, kind of some things I want on my Christmas list.
What do you want?
I don't know. I really never ask for anything. That's why I'm all about the portal list.
Yeah, I don't have anything big on my list either.
I don't know when it happened, but I enjoy it wasn't a joke. It wasn't a myth. I've gotten to that point where I enjoy getting people stuff more than
I enjoy giving it. I don't enjoy getting it's such a damn hassle, man. Sometimes shopping online is more of a hassle than going to the store.
Yeah.
Got something right now that I've got to return, and like returning is just, oh my god, really? I've got to put the thing back in the package and then mail it and then go online.
Why I don't like shop. That's why I'm still
I'm a
Westtown Mall Denizen.
I don't go near the mall.
Oh, you're nuts, man. Not at least once.
No, at Christmas time,
hell yeah.
And you hate crowds.
There's something about Westtown Mall at Christmas and the fury on display with some of those some of the moms. Yeah,
see,
and stuff.
I don't. That's not appealing to me. Like, not even a little bit. Like, no. Keep me away.
People watch.
Keep me away.
Amazon is your best friend.
Yeah, until something's wrong with it, or like I got the Cub a present from Amazon, and it's just like, if I'd been able to hold it in my hand in the store, I wouldn't have bought it, like in a brick and mortar. But it's a pain in the butt, and I've got it, and they know that.
Getting a new wallet this year, like that's good. How sad is that when like that's something you're actually excited about? Stuff that you used to get just like thrown in your stocking, and now I'm like, mine's kind of like tearing apart. It doesn't look good.
It's a pretty good gift though, man. I got a really nice one a couple of Christmases ago.
I'm amped. New wallet.
Oh, yeah.
Think I'm going black this time instead of brown?
Oh, I'm brown. I did go with the true billfold, the bifold.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big bifold guy.
I was always a trifold.
Trifold? Yeah. Oh,
really?
What are you, 14 years old?
Well, I mean, when bifold. I was probably 14 when I got my last wallet. You saw that thing.
Was that Velcro on that thing? I mean,
yeah, remember? It was like that thick. And I sat on that thing. They wondered why I had sciatic problems.
You're against the trifold?
Yeah, trifold's for little boys, Marcus. Come on, man.
What are you talking about?
Be a man. Get yourself a bifold, dude.
Gives me plenty of card space.
You could have a little flip out here. Oh, I got plenty of card space.
Yeah, see, look.
But look at this, man. See that, Marcus? That's no good. I got stuff falling out now. It's got to be replaced, man.
It's almost as bad as another Seinfeld reference. Continuing?
No, I mean, I never. George Bear one? Used to have one of those. Like, it was shocking to me. He used to have
I've got a picture, and I'll find
just
it later
full
on.
Full of receipts.
Cards, all kinds of stuff. Like, I'm serious, Marcus. I sat like, if I had it in my back pocket, my right side would be 3 inches up in the air.
I know it's fashionable, like the money clip, like the small
minimalist.
I'd lose
that thing in like 3 minutes.
I wouldn't lose it, but I don't need a lot. But I do have, you got a debit card. I've got library card, like two healthcare cards for some reason. I've got the key to get into this building as a card for some reason. Nate, can we get some fobs? Can we get some fobs together? I got I don't know what I've got. I got too many things. An extra credit card that my wife makes me carry for some reason, even though I never use it. Driver's license. And some cash. That I never use. That cash has been in my wallet for like 14 years, probably.
I don't carry cash anymore. I had an incident happen at IHOP, and
I wish that I could just have the clip with just like a license, your one card, and maybe two or three bills in it. I can't do that, man.
My buddy Troy does that. Now,
what do you do with your other stuff?
He keeps like his cards and his money and everything in one little stack, and he's got like this. It's actually pretty cool. He snaps it all together, but man, I'd lose that thing.
Some people do those phone cases that have where you can put your cards in the back of it, and I'm like, why would I want to risk losing my cards
and
my
phone?
Yeah, makes no sense.
So then you can't call if you do lose it to cancel your credit cards,
exactly,
because your damn phone got stolen.
Oh, the thing on the back of the
Then I've got a buddy who's got. I mean, it's really really nice, like it's leather and everything, and it's like a phone. And it's a phone, but like long billfold. It's like a
case.
Yeah,
I've seen those. Yeah, those cases too. It's too much, man.
Yeah.
It's too much.
You lose everything in one fell swoop if you lose that thing.
Anyway, quick timeout. The drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio, wrapping up a Tuesday afternoon edition of the show right after this. Wrapping up another stellar edition of The Drive. Overtime headed your way next. Scott, North Carolina says, get a money clip and lose the wallet. I used to keep my life in a wallet. Best thing I ever did was just carry cash, credit cards, and insurance cards. The rest goes in a Ziploc bag in my console. Your back will thank you.
Yeah, but I mean,
if I'm going in the car, like I'd put my wallet in the
console,
like a cup holder or something.
Yeah, that's what I do. You can't sit on that thing.
No.
Not at our age.
No.
If I hadn't sat on it, I wonder about that.
Take a year or two off your life.
Well, no, it's just that, I mean, almost everybody I know has it. All my guy friends, we're sitting on wallets, gigantic wallets.
I don't know. The money clip, like other things like working in sales, like you always got to have business cards on you. So I've always got like five or, you know, like 10 of those in my wallet.
Yeah, and it's just the whole thing. Like for instance, Russell, with the wallet, you just open it up, you pull out what you need, you close it up, back in the pocket it goes, the money clip, you got to unclip it. So now you got like all your money, your driver's license, your credit cards, all that stuff is now loose in your hand.
Tell you what's the worst is these places you go where they want to see your ID. It's like, no, sir, you got to take it out of the. Are you really? I got to take it out. You can't just read it through the. It's just plastic. Like, you can't see that.
Is that at a club or a restaurant?
It's like just getting a wristband at a ball game or something.
Yeah, they've got to make sure it's not fake.
Walgreens does a thing now where, like, if you purchase alcohol, you have to scan the back of the ID card.
Yeah.
So
it's an outrage. Let's get, by the way, poll question, what would you rather get, your transfer portal wish list or your actual Christmas gift wish list? 86 votes cast, 83.7% say the portal. Fans want to win. They want to win.
It's a gift that keeps on giving the whole year round, man.
Let's get Chris in here next. The transfer portal as the jelly of the month club. Great comparison. What's up, Chris?
Hey, so Bear has the George Costanza wallet?
Yeah.
I did. I used to.
He did. The one he just showed me is it's almost normal. Half the size of, yeah.
Yeah.
Much more acceptable.
But I've also, yeah, and also in related news, have had some numbness and tingling sciatic nerve problems for a good chunk of my adult life from sitting on a 3-inch wallet.
I can't sit on mine. I just leave it in my pocket. But if I'm sitting down. But yeah, this transport portal stuff's kind of crazy. People jumping in left and right.
What'd they say, like 1,000 kids went in the portal yesterday?
1,000. Yeah.
Alabama, that's the one that really, I mean, you're talking, there's a good chunk of those in another team, SEC school that's really gotten, had a lot of attrition is Jumbo down at Texas A&M.
I mean, you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, another 5-star DB that's coming off his freshman year. So, I mean, you got somebody that's not just a 1-year deal with a kid like that. You'd have minimum two.
I'm sure we'll lose a few more, but, you know, so far we haven't lost anybody that, you know, we were really counting on next year.
No.
We have had 5 jump in there.
But, yeah, but, you know, normal recruiting, you know, you follow the recruitment for a year. You kind of know where they're leaning, where they're going toward the end with the crystal balls and that kind of stuff going in. But the portal, man, it's just kind of out of left field. You have no idea.
No idea. Yep, it's an interesting new element to the whole college football following experience.
I just know there's a 5-star, former 5-star cornerback from Virginia, Tony Grimes, who's someone, and you know, it's message board, so who knows, but it said Tennessee's in a pretty good spot for him. 5-star cornerback.
Yeah, I remember that name from recruitment out of high school. Tony Grimes, he's a guy Pruitt recruited, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's a senior, so probably. So, and that stud tight end that played, you know, lower division, supposedly down at Tennessee or Florida State. But we'll see. So, like I said, these just kind of come out of nowhere. It's kind of actually more entertaining than fun recruiting because you have no clue who's going in and where they're going to go.
Yeah, and it's also a really good way to expedite a rebuilding process. Right. I mean, you don't have to wait for, okay, well, we recruit that. The first class is hard to recruit. So you're pinning your hopes on that second class. And it takes, you know, a year for those guys to get to campus and then 2 or 3 years to develop. Well, all of a sudden you're in year 3 or 4 of your program and it's make or break time. Now you can bring in a Brew McCoy, a Javonte Payton, and, you know, a Hendon Hooker and plug them right into your system. And
Bayless Jones.
Yeah, and get rolling right away. So
we've apparently offered I hope I got distracted, so I hope this is not a name you were just talking about, but the receiver from State, Rah-Rah.
Yeah, Rah-Rah Thomas. Yeah. It worked out good with Javonte, so.
Yeah.
I mean, go back to the well, huh?
Who knows? But, you know, obviously, Colorado's the flash, another thing, you know. You know, the devil's lettuce is legal there, so I'm sure that's enticing to some people. So not that you can't get it illegally pretty much anywhere you want. But
come on over to Colorado. You can smoke weed here.
I'm not a grass expert.
I kind of don't feel like Coach Prime doesn't seem like
he's not like number one on the handbook, the recruiting mailer. They send out everything.
No, I think he's –
big old pot leaf on the front thing.
I don't think
that'd
he's
be their new
that.
Logo on the side of the helmet, pot leaf.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd go for that. He doesn't want to wear earrings, and
he's old school, man. You don't think Deion dabbled in the wacky weed back in his time?
It wouldn't surprise me if he didn't.
Yeah, he seems like
didn't he miss a few toes?
Yeah, that was due to, thank God they were able to save his leg. He had femoral blood clots.
I remember that, and someone on the mess board saying he's limping, and someone said,
yeah, he is.
He ain't limping, he's pimping.
But, I mean, would it surprise you? Because he's always come off to me like he's one of the straight-edge kind of people.
Yeah, a lot of those guys are, even if they're a little bit flashy and flamboyant, like, you don't make it at the level that he was making it athletically, being unfocused, undisciplined off the field.
All right, I'll let somebody else get in if they want to. See you.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Portions of our show today brought to you by FanDuel. We love betting the NFL on FanDuel. You're always finding new games, new player props that you like. And what's cool about FanDuel is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. We call it the same game parlay. So if you're a Titans fan looking ahead towards the matchup with the Jags this weekend, or whoever your team is, you can find out, you know, maybe it's quarterback over on the passing yards, running back, anytime touchdown. You could just do the old-fashioned over under money line, whatever you want. Combine two or three props into a single bet, up the odds there. Or you can do like Marcus and put yourself together a nice 11 or 12 legger, and one of these days it's going to hit, Marcus. We're going to come in here. It's going to be Marcus Run Radio, and hey, man, just remember who was nice to you.
I'll do the Hendo Cinco thing and have a FanDuel chain around my neck.
There you go. There's no feeling, folks, like nailing a same-game parlay bet, so lock in yours today on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you're new, sign up with our promo code DRIVE1 for your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code DRIVE1. You make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older and present in the great state of Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Can I share with you my favorite comment?
Share with us.
Based on your poll for the Christmas gift list or the transfer portal wish list, Geraldo said that his wish list is that Russell has the best Christmas ever, so he's going to go with his wish list.
Oh, man, I thought we were going to get through the show without Geraldo making it weird, like literally in the last minute.
He's going to make it weird.
Like a few
make it weird.
Ago.
Right before we roll up the.
He wants you to have a good Christmas.
Hey, rolling out of here, by the way, breaking news off the Twitter sphere 5 minutes ago, Deshaun Bishop over at Carnes just decommitted from Coastal Carolina. Of course, Jamie Chadwell, I think.
Recommit to Liberty.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. All right, folks, stay with us. Overtime headed your way next on many of these fine fan-run affiliates. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3 to 6, right here on The Drive.